This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the circumstances of the crash of a Russian plane in a Russian border region, killing all 74 on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast, quote, "It's clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society." Russian officials accuse Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian POWs due to take part in a swap. Officials say two U.S.-flagged ships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments came under attack on Wednesday near Yemen, the latest attack from the Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
The U.S. Navy on Wednesday intercepted some of the incoming fire and blamed the attack on Yemen's Houthi rebels. The U.S. and the United Kingdom have launched multiple rounds of airstrikes seeking to stop the attacks. Meanwhile, Yemen's Houthi authorities have ordered U.S. and British staff of the humanitarian organizations of the United Nations and SENA to leave the country within a month. This is SENA resident Camille Abdullah. The response was a natural political response and a natural reaction from Yemen to the Zionists and Americans. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
An Israeli tank attack on a United Nations center sheltering thousands of displaced Palestinians has killed at least 9 people and wounded 75 others in Gaza's second largest city, senior UN humanitarian officials said Wednesday. Israel has accused Hamas militants of operating near UN facilities. This is VOA News. Qatar has said it is appalled by leaked remarks made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he criticized the country's mediation efforts with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The public spat Wednesday complicates already tough negotiations meant to halt the hostilities in exchange for a hostage release. Sensitive talks mediated by Qatar and Egypt were underway in an effort to advance a potential agreement that might offer some respite in the devastating 3-month-old war. Zimbabwe's health minister on Wednesday said the country had recorded more than 20,000 suspected cholera cases and 376 deaths. He said the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children Fund has secured 2.3 million cholera vaccines for the country and nearly 900,000 doses to be administered next week. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
Zimbabwean Health Minister Douglas Mombeshora said 37 African countries had confirmed cases of cholera. In a statement to VOA, Dr. Paul Ngwakum, regional health advisor for UNICEF in Eastern and Southern Africa, said the cholera outbreak remains a serious public health concern and continues to impact children's lives in the region. Now Mombeshora is urging Zimbabweans to accept the cholera vaccine. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
As earthquake aftershocks continue to rock western China, more than 12,000 people are staying in tents and other shelters, lighting bonfires to fend off the freezing weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Tuesday, a magnitude 7.1 quake in a remote part of China's Xinjiang region killed at least 3 people and left others injured, while damaging hundreds of buildings. The quake caused significant damage amid freezing temperatures, but the toll on lives and property has been relatively light owing to the sparse population around the epicenter of Yushipen County, near the border with Kazakhstan. Jian Giwa, a 16-year-old student, says he was in the bathroom when the quake began. The entire building shook violently. Footage shown by state broadcaster CCTV shows evacuees eating instant noodles in tents with bonfires providing heat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An official in Mali says that more than 70 people have been killed after an unregulated gold mine collapsed late last week. A senior official at the government's National Geology and Mining Directorate confirmed on Wednesday the details and called it an accident. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.